So, when I was 21 years old, I moved to Washington, D.C. after graduating to look for my first real job as a professional. D.C. was pretty intimidating for me. I was a southern boy from North Carolina. It was moving fast. It was all a little too much. And I did a lot to try to look the part. You know, I borrowed clothes from my dad. I forced myself to drink coffee. And the most important part is I didn't let anybody know about my secret life as a rapper. Now, a lot of people tell me I don't exactly look like a rapper, but it's true. When I was 16, I put out my first rap album, hip-hop album, and over the next 10 years, I made 7 more albums and did tours, and it was probably the biggest part of my identity. Music was what made me me to most people that knew me, but I did everything that I could to keep it a secret because I didn't think it was professional. I thought people would judge me. So I got my first job at the Voice of America, VOA. Anyone heard of VOA?
Yeah.
Right? TV and radio broadcasting. And my job was to give studio tours to all the kids that came to DC every day to see the museums, because VOA's building was right downtown, right across the street from the Natural History Museum, where all the dinosaurs are. Right? So we got a lot of traffic. But being in between a group of third graders and a T-Rex is like a really bad place to be, you know, because they didn't really want to be there. The tour was 1.5 hours long. I gave it 3 times a day to a group of maybe 30 kids that just weren't interested in what I was talking about. And after a few months, maybe 2 months of giving that tour, I just started to feel like really down about where I was. It wasn't what I imagined I would be doing when I came to DC. So I kind of, this one day, I was giving the tour and this like little kid, it's like your typical bully. He's a little bigger than everyone else. He's been acting up the whole time. He interrupts me while I'm speaking. He yells, "Boring!" Oh, it was the final straw. I snapped. Thankfully, I didn't snap there. I waited until I came home. And I wrote my first song in a long time. Right? I'd taken a while off. And I wrote a song about VOA. I wrote everything that I was doing on the tour, all that information and the history, I put it into a song, and I thought, hey, no one's listening to me anyways. I came in the next day, I sat 30 kids down, and I just started rapping to them. And all of a sudden, everything changed. Like, they started reacting, they lit up, they were grabbing onto me, they were rapping the stuff I was rapping back to me. I ran into one of the kids like a year later, and he ran up to me, and he's like, yeah, VOA, and he like rapped a part of the song to me. It was crazy. Like, they weren't just interested, they were learning, they were sticking, right? And what I realized from that is that, you know, we make these assumptions that, you know, maybe the audience is not intelligent enough, or maybe they're too lazy to care, but oftentimes that's not true. You know, we just have to think of creative ways to make it interesting for them, right? And then about 2 weeks after doing this rap, I started doing it every day, because why not, I mean, it was working. The public relations director came down, because she heard about it, and she watched me do it. And then 2 weeks later, I was working for her, writing success stories and creating videos for the public relations department. So it was that one thing that I thought was a secret that no one cared about that ended up being the thing that started my professional career. I don't think I would be here today in front of you guys if I had not rapped about the Voice of America to a bunch of third graders, which just blows my mind. Like, you never can really know the power of opening up and sharing your story, you know, until you actually do it.